While President Obama and President Karzai were getting reacquainted, Mr. Obama's latest nominee for the Supreme Court visited Capitol Hill today to introduce herself. Solicitor General Elena Kagan met privately with Senate leaders and with members of the Judiciary Committee, which will hold her confirmation hearing. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the nominee remained mum about those meetings, unlike the senators she called on.
It was no surprise that the first Senator Elena Kagan met with today was the leader of the Democratic majority, Harry Reid. And it was no surprise either that Reid had some very nice things to say about Kagan.
I told my staff after I met with her, I was so impressed with her. She is a brilliant woman. She's excelled academically since she was a little kid. I just like her background. Her mother was a teacher. Her dad was a lawyer, but a very small two-man firm.
While the majority leader played up Kagan's scholarship and middle-class roots, minority leader Mitch McConnell played up the fact that Kagan is a member of the Obama administration who's never been a judge. He spoke on the Senate floor shortly before meeting with her.
She's never had to develop the judicial habit of saying no to an administration, and we can't simply assume that she would.
Not all key Senate Republicans are so skeptical. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham was the only Judiciary Committee Republican who voted to send Sonia Sotomayor to the High Court. He's not surprised that this time President Obama has chosen Kagan.
Who do you expect a Democratic president to nominate? Someone who is of their philosophy, who is more liberal than a Republican. If you want conservative judges, vote for conservative presidents. What I want is qualified people. It's okay to be liberal.
But what's not okay, says the Judiciary Committee's top Republican, Jeff Sessions, is that 5 years ago, Kagan restricted military recruiters' access to the campus of Harvard Law School, where she was dean. She did so after an appeals court found the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy unconstitutional. Here's Sessions after meeting with her.
It seems to me a little bit out of touch that you think you could disagree with the legal policy of the military, and that would allow you to in any way inhibit their ability to come to your campus. I think indicates some of the dangers of being in the rarefied atmosphere of the academy.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said he discussed the matter with Kagan today and was satisfied with what she told him.
I don't think that anybody's ever had a difficulty with talking to recruiters on any of our services at Harvard.
Kagan's courtesy calls are to continue through the week. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.